بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran explains to us and in different ways shows us a very important realization and a very important concept that a believer must live his life with, and that is a sense of accountability. This is something that is in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is evident in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that as a believer, as a Muslim, we live with a sense of accountability. Allah says, اِقَتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ مُعْرِضُونَ. That very close has come the time for people to give their account, to answer for their lives. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ مُعْرِضُونَ. But they're going about heedless of this situation, completely unaware of this reality that they will all have to face one day. And so this is a very, very important concept that is in our deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us what will occur on the Day of Judgment and what will happen in the hereafter, and in different ways leads us back to the same conclusion of, I have to prepare because I will be held accountable for what I have done. When a believer dies, he's asked the questions in the grave. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, لا يزال قدما ابن آدم حتى يسأل عن أربع. That the feet of a human being on the Day of Judgment will not be allowed. He will not be able to move from his place. They will not move his feet until he answers for four things: how he lived his life, وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه, how he spent his youth, how did he waste his youth or utilize his youth, about his wealth, where did he earn from, where did he spend it, about his knowledge, how much of it did he practice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about the Day of Judgment that there is a book of deeds, that we have noble scribes recording everything that we do. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. And on that Day of Judgment we will all be presented with that book of deeds, what you have done in this life. And it will be so just the accounting that Allah will take from people, that Allah says in the Quran, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah will present the book of a person to a person, it will be presented to him, and he will be asked, you tell me what I should do with you. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ. This is enough for your reckoning and for your accounting. You tell me what should be done with you. Your deeds are there in front of you. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in rows and lines. And we'll go back to Allah like He created us initially, with nothing to our names. In this world, the human being is so proud of, I own this, and I've accomplished this, and I've built this, and I've collected this. But on that day, he'll be standing there empty-handed, the way he was born. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمَ أَلَّنْ نَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. And we forget that time is coming, that Allah has fixed the time where we will be presented before Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. The book will be placed in front of a person. The book of deeds will be brought. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. The person who has wronged, he has sinned, he didn't live his life with this realization, this awareness that I have to answer for my deeds. مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِي. He'll be afraid of what he'll find in there. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. He'll say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. He'll say, woe be to me. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا وَلَا كَبِيرًا إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Every single small or big thing that I ever did in my entire life is written right there before me. Every single thing is there, exactly in number, exactly as it occurred. وَوَجُدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. A human being will find everything he had ever done in his life in that book. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah does not wrong anyone. Allah is fair, He is just. Those will be our own deeds that will be presented before us. The distribution of this book of deeds, another realization of awareness. another awareness and a realization of accountability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. A person who will receive his book of deeds, his own actions, in his right hand, this will be a sign of his success. فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا. He'll go around showing it off to everyone. Look, look, look at my book. Read it, look. And the secret, how was this person able to attain this success? How did he attain that success? He gives a secret. And he tells what he did in life that led to that success. That inni dhalantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. That I never lost sight of the fact that I would have to stand here on this day and account for the way that I had lived my life. I never forgot the fact, or became heedless, or became forgetful of the fact that I would have to account for the way I've lived my life. This accountability. I was always aware. I was always cognizant of the fact I will be held accountable. And on the flip side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about the person being given His book of deeds in His left hand, and this will be a sign of his failure. This will be a sign of his failure. And he will say, Ya laytani lamuta kitabiya. I wish I would have never been given my book. Ya laytani lamuta kitabiya. And then he also tells us what is the cause of this great failure and this doom and destruction that he is facing on that day. What led him to that? What was the cause of that? وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. I was not mindful. I was not mindful, and I was not always, I didn't stay aware, and I didn't keep reminding myself, and I didn't live my life with the awareness, the realization that I have to account one day for the way I've lived my life. The accountability. I have to stand before Allah and answer for my deeds. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions even that the deeds will be weighed on that day. Constantly reminding us of that accountability. You have to stand before Allah. You have to stand before Allah. Live your life with that awareness. Live your life with that sense. And this will make your life easier for you. Now, one thing that we typically discuss and that should be talked about in the same context is if a person is living his life with this sense of accountability, I have to answer for my deeds on the Day of Judgment. I have to stand before Allah and answer for the way I've lived my life. If a person lives his life in this way, remember, perfection is not demanded of us, but an effort is. The heart has to be in the right place. Our energy, our talents, our abilities, our resources have to be applied as much as possible. So as long as I'm living with that awareness and I'm trying my best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. He's merciful. He will forgive our shortcomings. He will forgive our shortcomings. But we have to make the initial effort from our side. We have to live this life with the right mindset. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he summarized it so beautifully. So beautifully he summarized it. Where he said that on the Day of Judgment, if it is announced that everyone is going to paradise, everyone's going to Jannah, only one person's not, I would be fearful, I'd be afraid that because of my sins I would be that one person. I'd be that one person because of my sins. That sense of accountability. I have to stand before Allah for the way I live my life. But the hope in the mercy of Allah and His forgiveness and His benevolence is that He said that if it's also announced, everyone's going to the fire of hell, save for one person, that one person will be forgiven and entered into the gardens of paradise. I would have hope in the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. Allah would choose me as that one person. I'd be that one person. And in this month of dua and this month of prayers, the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us the dua that ask Allah for an easy accounting on the Day of Judgment. Allahumma hasibni hisabin yaseera. Ask for an easy accounting on the Day of Judgment. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in detail, thoroughly he will account, that person is ruined. That person is gone. If Allah in detail, thoroughly accounts a person, then that person is gone. Because every sip of water, every grain of rice, every morsel of food, every breath we take, everything is from the blessing and the mercy and is a gift and a ni'mah from Allah. And we are accountable for all of these. Our time, our energy, our money, our resources, our talents, our intelligence, all of this. We are accountable to Allah for this. So let us start living our lives with the sense of an awareness. This guards the actions of a believer. It keeps the heart of a believer vigilant. He's constantly awake, he's aware. Just like if you drive down the street and you know that there's a police officer that sits there. Ever since they installed these little cameras on the red lights, you don't see people running through. When they see it yellow and they're approaching, then they stop. Why do they stop now? Because they know if I run through and it's turned red, then that camera's going to take a picture of the license plate. And I'll have a gift in the mail for me. So it keeps us vigilant, because I'm aware I'll have to answer for this. I'll have to answer for this. So it keeps me aware. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysa kamithlihi shay. He's above and beyond all of these examples. He's all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, all wise, all aware. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of our actions. So let us live with this awareness, this reality. And this topic is very long, we can keep talking on and on. But let us start living with this reality and this awareness, and inshallah, it will allow us to live our lives as better Muslims, as better slaves of Allah, as more obedient slaves of Allah. And then secondly, in the same context once again, in this month of dua and prayers, let us pray, let us make dua to Allah that He forgives our sins, that He does not, لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. He does not hold us accountable for our shortcomings and for our faults. He forgives us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will account us easily and have mercy upon us in the hereafter and on the Day of Judgment. May Allah give us the ability to practice everything we said and heard.